spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. Expeditors rebounds on 8.5 mil shares, while freight logistics breadth remains thin. EXPD gained 6.4% for the week and stayed close to its 52-week high. But the Share Maestro read is balanced, as valuation stretch and mixed industry breadth temper the move. Research brief. Expeditors International closed at $178.7 on 7 August, up 6.4% for the week, with volume of 8.5 mil shares, running 1.4x its 13-week average. The stock remains in an active weekly trend signal, 13.8% above its $157 trend line, and only 4.8% below its $187.70 52-week high. The constructive price action is offset by a 42.1% premium to Share Maestro fair value. An undecided expectancy reading, and thin trend and relative strength breadth across the integrated freight and logistics group. Key points. 1. EXPD rose 6.4% on the week, ahead of the U.S. industrials average of 3.4%, but below the integrated freight and logistics industry average of 7.5%. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active with a 58-week streak, and price sits 13.8% above the $157 trend line. 3. Volume improved to 8.5 mil shares, equal to 1.4x the 13-week average and 1.3x the 52-week average, giving moderate confirmation rather than a decisive participation spike. 4. Activity pressure is positive at 1.16 and up 43.7% over 4 weeks, while relative strength is positive at 9.21, but down 5.6% over the same period. 5. The stock trades 42.1% above Share Maestro fair value and sits at 88.1% of its 52-week range, making valuation distance and exhaustion risk the main watch items. A high-range rebound with moderate volume support. Expeditors International of Washington, the Seattle-based freight forwarding and logistics company, finished the week at $178.7, up 6.4%. The move repaired the prior two-week pullback from $182.8 to $167.9 and left the shares just 4.8% below their 52-week high of $187.70. Over a broader window, the stock remains firmly positive, with gains of 3.9% over 4 weeks, 15.5% over 12 weeks, 8.8% over 26 weeks, and 54.2% over the past year. Participation improved, but did not fully settle the debate. Weekly volume reached 8.5 mil shares, above the 13-week average of 6.1 mil and the 52-week average of 6.4 mil. That 1.4x value ratio supports the rebound, especially after the 17 July advance also came on elevated volume of 8.4 mil shares. But it remains short of the stronger confirmation threshold investors often look for near a high-range test. Trend is intact, but the signal mix is not one way. The Share Maestro trend backdrop remains active, with a 58-week active streak and 100% trend breadth across the stock's own 52-week window. EXPD is trading 13.8% above its weekly trend line at $157, keeping the regime constructive. The composite score of 70 fits the packet's balanced setup signature rather than an outright momentum extreme. Market dynamics are supportive, with activity pressure at 1.16 and a positive four-week change of 43.7%. Relative strength is also positive at 9.21, but it has slipped 5.6% over 4 weeks, which suggests the rebound has not yet restored the strongest peer relative urgency. The signal state also shows no fresh activity pressure buy reading. An expectancy is classified as undecided at 51.74%. So the latest week improves the picture without removing the need for confirmation. Sector context favors EXPD. Industry context is more uneven. Within U.S. industrials, EXPD's 6.4% weekly gain beat the sector average of 3.4%, while its 12-week return of 15.5% also outpaced the sector's 7.1%. Sector breadth is passable rather than broad-based, with 53.0% of names in active weekly trends, 55.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 50.0% posting positive relative strength. Integrated freight and logistics had a stronger average weekly return of 7.5% and a better four-week average of 5.7%. So EXPD lagged the group on those shorter measures. Its 12-week return, however, was far ahead of the industry's 0.5% average. Industry breadth explains the tension. Activity pressure breadth is healthy at 64.3%, but only 32.1% of names had active trend signals, and just 28.6% have positive relative strength. That makes EXPD one of the cleaner large-cap trend profiles in a group where many moves remain less durable. Valuation distance and reversal risk are the next tests. The main positive is the combination of an active trend signal, above-trend price action, and better-than-average volume. The risk is that much of the good news is already reflected in the range location. EXPD is 42.1% above ShareMeister fair value at $125.88, and the latest close sits at 88.1% of the distance between the 52-week low of $111.08 and the high of $187.07. Recent volatility is manageable, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 3.5% versus a 52-week base of 4.0%. The one-year up-down split is favorable at 34 positive weeks and 18 negative weeks, but the average gain of 3.0% is close to the average loss of 3.1%. And the recent smart money read includes 17 reversal markers. Watch next for whether price can hold above the trend line on any pullback, whether volume moves above 1.5x on another push towards the high, and whether relative strength stops softening. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.